you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Greeting from Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 5. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is November 1st, 2021. Happy November, everyone. And there's so much to cover, lots to say, a few God-sighting stories, and a variety of music that I'll cut to the chase and explain why I began with Habakkuk 1:5. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. As beginning today, Mark and Friends is heard on all 19 of our frequencies at 7:32 a.m., re-aired at 7:32 p.m., and so for our wonderful WLUJ family of stations, after hearing Mark and Friends for about a year and a half at 10 a.m., but 3 weeks ago we began airing at 7:32 a.m., and so all 19 frequencies, all under Great News Media, was hearing Mark and Friends in the morning, but on 10 of the stations, it was also being re-aired at 7:32 p.m. Well, to be consistent and to allow us to inform you and update you and keep you in the loop on various ministry activities and events and gatherings, the board and I felt that it would be important to keep Mark and Friends at 7:32 a.m. and the 7:32 p.m. consistent over all 19 of our frequencies. So that way, those of you that sleep in or miss the morning edition, you can hear it in the evening. And it's also posted under the Mark and Friends link at WLUJ.org and also GreatNewsRadio.org. And so I'll explain a little bit about Mark and Friends. And for those of you WLUJ listeners, Money Wise, which is usually heard at 7:30 in the evening, will be moved to 8 p.m., so just a half hour later. And those of you that are used to hearing Donna Leland at 8 p.m. can hear her at 6:30 to 7 a.m., 8:30 to 9 a.m., 10 to 10:30 a.m., and then beginning next week on the WLUJ family of stations, we'll also have her at 5:30 to 6 a.m. So we so appreciate Donna Leland being a part of our team, and I hope and trust, and we're really praying up, that you'll be able to tune in and be blessed by what happens during Mark and Friends, as we plan it to be an integral part of the radio ministry, and as mentioned, giving you updates, highlighting local Christ followers, storytelling, teaching biblical truths. And so I'll give you a little summary of what Mark and Friends is all about after this song. And I've picked out four different ones because I love playing a variety of music to God's glory. Up next will be Crystal Lewis, the solid rock, kind of a contemporary version. I love her voice, and yet it contains the great lyrics, the words of old. And then the Concordia Choir, and I love the traditional music. And so during Mark and Friends and some of the on-air times that we play music, I love bringing in choirs, choral arrangements, with variety reaching into the Southern gospel genre, to instrumental selections, or a children's choir, or a variety of soloists, and as mentioned, with a great variety from spirituals to sacred, Southern gospel to light contemporary. Also today, I'll introduce you to Kevin Mills, a friend of mine, his arrangement of Angels Watching Over Me, and we'll close out with a song, May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You, by a pair of 80-year-old local listeners that recorded this some years ago. So please stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes, as I have a few God sightings and updates to give you. Here's Crystal Lewis, The Solid Rock.
My hope is
I'm
amen and amen. The solid rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we lean into. That's who's our Savior, our Redeemer. Thank you, God, our friend. Can you believe it? He's Emmanuel, God with us, fully man, fully God, King of kings, Lord of lords. And a great part of what this radio ministry is all about, lifting up Jesus and equipping you on your faith journey. Whether you're a senior saint wanting to finish well and enjoy our biblical teaching and God-honoring program, to maybe some of you that are new to the Christian faith and just desiring to grow and learn and understand what it means to be a follower of Jesus or an ambassador for God, to maybe others of you that haven't started a faith journey, maybe are a bit skeptical about this Christian faith or have never entertained the idea that God loves you and that He really cares. And so hopefully as you tune in the coming days to Mark and Friends, you'll find many points of application, encouraging conversations, and hopefully it'll become like a divine appointment that you were meant to tune in because something that was shared or said or referred to was what you were thinking about or praying over or asking God to make clear or understandable, and something got triggered. Well, before I break down Mark and Friends a little more, here's the Concordia Choir, Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal, as a traditional favorite I hope you'll appreciate.
Hark, I hear.
Love that arrangement, a traditional selection that I know some of our senior saints will appreciate. But part of our goal with Great News Radio and Great News Media and the WLUJ family of stations is to provide a variety of music to God's glory so that you can learn how He uses different lyrics or styles, from traditional to light contemporary to southern gospel to choral to everything in between, so that you can know Him and worship Him maybe more effectively. Well, many times when the singing men of GNN present, and I welcome the audience and talk to the people, invariably one of the guys will say, "Hey, Mark, don't forget the five B's. Be brief, Burns, be brief." Well, hey, I'm in radio, so I do like to talk. I do like to share stories, and there's many I want to cover today, but I want to fit in two more songs. But Mark and Friends has been a part of the Great News Radio lineup since we first went on the air on Easter Sunday, April 7th of 1996. It tends to be about 23 to 25 minutes in length, and beginning today, heard on all 19 stations at 7:32 a.m., re-aired at 7:32 p.m. Monday through Friday. on Mondays, probably beginning in 2 weeks. Generally, Marianne Simpkins joins me. She co-hosts Mark and Friends many Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays. But because we're in the midst of setting up a new studio at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, it's been a challenge to try to coordinate our broadcasts, because right now we're operating out of my home studio or our WLUJ studio in Springfield. And so that's limited some opportunities to have her join me. But on forthcoming Mondays, we're going to be talking a lot about prayer, and we'll be reading from the book Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. And I'll have a lot more to say about that, but it's a phenomenal book. It'll be transformational, informational, inspirational, and a blessing to us all. And we'll have copies available, I think, for $10, and you can pick those up at the station in Springfield or at Marketplace Mall. But that'll be our theme on Monday. Tuesday is Testimony Tuesday, so generally I always have a special guest share some of their faith journey, life story, how they began their relationship with Jesus, and it's always a fun time. Most of the guests are local people, maybe your neighbor or friend, but it could be a physician, a farmer, a plumber, a professor, people from all walks of life sharing their faith journey. Wednesday, it's the Prime Life Times in Review. So many times Marianne Simpkins joins me, as she's our editor-in-chief of this great publication. And we oftentimes have the content contributor that wrote a story or an article join us in the studio, or Marianne reads from our beloved Prime Life Times. Then on Thursday, Tim Nelson, he shares an encouraging message from his heart, includes some songs, sometimes a timely message from a gifted speaker, and will include local interviews, and we appreciate Tim's heart for the listener. He's our operations manager in Springfield. And then on Friday, typically, Pastor Jason Schiffel joins me, and over the years, we've walked through different passages of Scripture or full books, and we generally springboard off a very specific passage or a Scripture that happens to be on my heart that day. And I appreciate Pastor Jason and his passion for teaching, declaring, dividing, and teaching God's Word so we find points of application. So that's the rundown of Mark and Friends. I hope 7:32 a.m. or the 7:32 p.m. re-airing will be convenient for your listening pleasure. And I should mention our 89.3 FM signal reaches into Indiana, so 7:32 a.m. and p.m. Central Time, which is generally 8:32 a.m. and p.m. for our great Indiana listeners. Well, it looks like I'm going to have time to close out with two more songs. As mentioned, I like playing a great variety. This next one I've selected is by Kevin Mills, a friend of mine. In fact, many years ago, an 8-year-old sent in a CD, and he said, "I really like this song. Might you play it someday?" And I talked with the artist, interviewed him, and loved this arrangement. It's kind of jazzy and yet spiritual, and Kevin has that deep voice. He sang one concert, at least, with the Singing Men of GNN, and we did a variety of songs together. But this is titled Angels Watching Over Me. And I think there's a passage, is it in Hebrews, that says something like, "Aren't all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?" So the Bible seemingly does support the fact that those of us that follow Jesus, God does assign in some ways ministering spirits to serve us or to protect us or to guide us. I'm not quite sure of all their responsibilities, but enjoy the song by Kevin Mills and his team, Angels Watching Over Me.
It's all night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me.
Well, I went down to the valley to pray.
Angels watching over me, my Lord.
My soul got happy, I stayed all day.
Angels watching over me. It's all night, all day. Angels watching over me, my Lord.
Well, it's all night, all day. Angels watching over me.
Now when my heart watching over me.
Well, if you get there before I do,
angels watching over me, my Lord.
Tell all my friends I'm coming too.
Angels watching over me.
Well, how's that song to get your Monday off to maybe an unusual start? Maybe it'll quicken your step or get you thinking about angels, or you just still think about that arrangement and the creative ways they sing, and I love those voices. Now, if you've been tuned in since the beginning of the broadcast and I opened up with Habakkuk 1:5, look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. I guess I never got really back into explaining all the miraculous things the Lord has done raising up this radio ministry so many years ago. And as we continue to look back, hopefully in the coming days, I'll keep sharing all the God-sighting stories and unique ways that He's been at work, because we've watched and continue to see God do some amazing things through this radio ministry. I hope you'll continue to grow with us as we follow Jesus together. Well, I'm going to close out with two old-timers. They recorded this in their 80s and sent it to me, and I so appreciate them. It's titled, May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You. And that would be my prayer and desire for you today, that as you go out into all the world, as you're going, you will proclaim that good news message of Jesus, encouraging people to come into a relationship with Him. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Media, and may the good Lord bless and keep you as we pray that blessing over you today.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we again. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet, till we meet.